tulyoka tulaba olugendo engeri gye lwakomekereza ku nsi,
and then we saw how the journey ended on this earth,
nga lutandikira ku nsi,
it begins on this earth,
eruva ku nsi ne lwolekera ensi endala kumi,
it moves from planet earth to the other 9 planets,
neruva ku nsi kumi ne lwolekera obwakabaka bwe munyenye,
moves from the 10 planets moving ahead to the kingdom of the stars, moves to the kingdom of the moon,
enjuba,
the sun,
munyenye,
the stars,
ne clusters,
then the clusters,
mubanga lyeguru,
in the firmament of the heaven.
Eriyo jitwasingana.
And there is where we found
Giena,
hell,
ekomera lya Katonda,
the prison of God,
zimanyikiddwa ng'obunnyo obutakoma,
known as the bottomless pit,
netulikomekereza,
and we concluded it in its summary,
twali twolekedde nate,
we had headed on to again
okulaba abamasaza,
to see principalities,
ekitebe ekikulu ekyabasitaani bwakabaka wemunye,
the main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars,
awo wetwali twolekedde,
that's the point we were heading on to,
siwewo wenyini wetwali twolekedde,
where we were heading to,
naye
but
nga tonnagenda awo,
before you go there,
mu ssaawa 2 munya,
in 24 hours,
ezikola emisaa n'ekiro,
which make up day and night,
katonda omugonderamu emirundi emeka,
how many times did you obey the Lord,
obaka ngambe bwenti,
or let me say like this,
ogondera katonda essaawa 2 munya,
do you obey the Lord 24 hours,
ezikola emisaa n'ekiro,
which make up day and night,
era bw'oba tokikola,
and if you do not do it,
osubira lwaki,
you expect why,
betuddamu ekibuuzo,
when we answer that question,
tugenda tusome abamasaza,
we are going to study the principalities,
naye wekiba tukizeemu,
but if it's not answered, we are not going to study them. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kubanga kibuuzo ekivudde eri kitaffe.
It's a question which has come from the Father.
Bwe tubadde tutambula mu kkubo eyo gye tubadde.
As we moving on the way where we have been.
Nangamba naye.
And he told him, but.
Mbuliza abaana abo.
Ask those children.
Balowooza ki ekibalemesa?
They think what is hindering them.
Kumpuliriza essaawa 2 munya.
To hearken to me 24 hours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gwe mwana gwe,
you child,
amba gwe mwana wa Katonda,
I tell you child of God,
kiki ekikulemesa okuwuliriza Katonda we ssaawa 2 munya,
what hinders you hearken from your God 24 hours,
ezikola emisaa n'ekiro,
which make up day and night,
okumalako omwaka n'omwaka n'omwaka,
to end and finish a year per a year,
olowooza kiyinza kuba ki,
you think it can be what,
omutwe gugamba,
the heading says,
owuliriza Katonda, ogondera Katonda essaawa 2 munya,
do you obey the Lord 24 hours,
era bw'oba tokikola,
and if you don't do it,
osuubira ki ekikulemesa,
expect what is stopping you to do that,
owuliriza n'ogondera Katonda essaawa 2 munya,
do you hearken and obey the Lord 24 hours,
owuliriza,
do you hearken,
n'ogondera Katonda essaawa 2 munya,
and obey the Lord 24 hours,
era bw'oba tokikola,
and if you don't do it,
osuubira ki ekikulemesa,
expect what is stopping you, yes,
nsumba ekigambo ekyo,
that's what,
bwe tubadde tutambula olunaku lwaleero,
as we have been moving this day,
wakati awo,
in the midst there,
naye kati mbuliza abaana bange abo,
that now ask those my children,
kiki ekibalemesa okumpuliriza essaawa 2 munya,
what hinders them to hearken to me 24 hours,
naye bwe mbadde mpuliriza bye muddamu,
but as I heard what you were answering,
we wavudde ekibuuzo ekyo,
that's where came that question,
owuliriza Katonda, owuliriza era ogenda Katonda essaawa 2 munya,
do you hearken and obey the Lord 24 hours,
bw'oba tokikola,
if you don't do it,
osuubira ki ekikulemesa,
expect what is stopping you,
kubanga ebiddiddwamu mu kibuuzo ekyo,
because what has been answered in those questions,
nga biraga,
and they show,
tetumanyi naffe lwaki,
we too do not know why,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
naye tugenda kkoonako bimu ku byo onako lwaleero,
but we're going to hit to some of them this day,
tusobole okwetegekera okweyongerayo,
that we can prepare to proceed on,
n'obufunze bw'olugendo lwe,
with summary of heavenly journey,
bwetulaba mu NB 8,
that we see in NB number 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us
first answer
there.
You tell your brother, but you think what? What is stopping you indeed?
Hearken
and obey the Lord 24
hours.
To hearken and obey him. What have they told you? Demons are troubling them. Troubles of the world. Whoever is born of God overcomes that. But you think what is stopping you to hearken and obey your Lord 24 hours? First, you are not diligent. The more you are not diligent, the thing of hearkening and obeying the Lord, it needs diligency. Diligency. That is very important. I'm going to speak most of two ish reasons. Our not being diligent to hearken and obey the Lord. Anytime God tells you be diligent in listening, has understood that there are many things going to try to stop you. Yes. He cannot tell you, but be diligent when there are no things to trouble you, to hinder you.
It
means you, the way you will overcome them, it's one to be diligent, to hearken, and to obey. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, he says this. Deuteronomy chapter
28,
verse
1.
And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Yes. It will come to pass if you'll be diligent to hearken the voice of the Lord your God.
And to
observe, do as all his commandments are.
Now,
diligent to hearken and to do.
And
you be diligent to obey and do them.
It's
a word which needs diligency. God, as he goes to tell you,
that
if you will diligently hearken to my voice, observe, do, and keep my commandments, and you observe, obey them. Obey them. Now it means, as he tells you, be diligent. It is understood in the midst there.
There's
going to be things confuse you. Because we try on you. If you get diligent to hear, and they stop you to obey. If you obey, they hinder you to do what you've heard. And he said, you know what you're going to do? You are going to be diligent. If you be doing that, I am going to lift you up. This will be fine, much to be lifted high. But although
Satan
discovered what can hinder us be lifted,
to be
lifted above him, become a problem to him in the world. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and you obey it, and you do as he commands, you will not be able to handle you. Set up many things in the world stop you to hear, which hinder stop you to obey. Even those who stop you to do what you obeyed.
And
God said what you have to do. You got to be diligent. You get diligent. When you are being pressed, you've been hindered.
Things
part in the fighting.
They don't
say be diligent at that point. When he taught me that thing, I saw in the vision when I ran into seven mountains to climb bypass seven mountains. But where I'm entering after seven mountains, there is a city. And behind me, there is every type of demon. And they are chasing me.
A
point I feel climb one mountains where they catch me. But the voice, it tells me one thing. You run. Be diligent. Be diligent. When it tells me, hear it. And
they
get strength, climb all mountains. As demons to come chase me. On the side that I get distracted, I look to them. Those naked, I see them expose their privacy, their women demons. And I have to hearken a voice, tell me, run, be diligent. At another time, it was the heavenly journey. And I had to follow the voice that in the scriptures. And God is leading me. But to know the side he has gone to, I have to read a scripture and to hearken a voice in it. It tells me, which side I go, I do what? I spent in those 7 years in the heavenly journey.
And
you read a scripture tells you go to the right side. According how it speaks, go to the left. You move straight. You move backward a little. You move forward a little. My brethren, it's to be diligent. It's to be what? Before I move to explain that, the second, you have to learn to rebel against yourself.
To disobey yourself.
Disobey. You disobey yourself.
Or
if you do not disobey yourself, you cannot disobey the devil, Satan. For Satan mind things of men. Yes. You have to learn to disobey yourself.
Don't
learn to disobey yourself. You cannot disobey Satan.
For
Satan minds most things of men. Satan never comes much when he's in his own things. When he attacks you,
he
comes in your own things and they are not on God. Yes. How many times do you disobey yourself according to things you need?
No,
and you say, I'm not going to do that.
Though
so I have authority, it's in my rights. I need it and I feel. But God at that point refused. He said, no. The first we say, you have to be diligent to hearken to voice. Voice of the Lord. To obey it.
And
to do as it commands. Passing through the word of God. It's to be diligent. For it's attached on many things confusing. Those are not listed one by one. The second, it's very powerful. You have to learn this, obey yourself. If you don't learn to disobey yourself, you cannot disobey Satan. You cannot hearken the Lord. You have to learn to do what? disobey yourself. Certain mind sins of man. If you are in your own things as you,
and
not those of God, and that he feels is a fine. This one is their own things. After Eve separated herself and she sought her own, Satan too came her way, found her on the tree looking, desiring it, and he explained to her. All the time as we are in this world, Satan has not a platform till you've given it to him as you. Has not ground in your life until it's you give it to him. If people learn disobey themselves, they can disobey Satan. If they cannot disobey themselves, they cannot disobey Satan. Because Satan minds things of men. It does not mind those of God. When he see you have your own things you are on to, that's the point he begins. He minds most of things of men. Finds you in your own things, you not disobeyed yourself. I speak which words? I speak like this. In Mark 8 verse 33, he speaks as he says this. Mark chapter 8 verse 33.
Naye n'akyuka n'alaba abayigirizwa be n'anenya Petero ng'agamba nti, "Denyuma wange Setaani, kubanga tolowooza bya Katonda wabula eby'abantu."
But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get you behind me, Satan, for you consider not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." Yes. He told him, "Satan, go behind me. You don't mind things of God, but you mind things of men."
Satan
with things of men. When he finds you have your own programs, he says, "That is good. This child. Although I saw those disobedient children, those who disobey their laws, they seek their own like me." Those who contend against God. Even this child is into that. If you cannot disobey yourself, a person has many things they will need that they imagine and meditate upon.
But
they have to go check whether it's the voice of the Lord their God, that they can obey it, that they do. But now, anytime you are on your own things, many times are you on your own things? How do you
decide
that now I'm not on my own things? Means this thing has been very dangerous. To those not revealed it, it's still dangerous.
Why we've
not been able to hearken and obey our God 24 hours? We fail to get diligent. Be diligent to hearken to his voice, to obey it, and to do as his word is. We've committed ourselves to things trouble as we've agreed with them, which take away diligence from us. Because Satan discovered it. Diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord our God, obey and do what he commands us. We shall high above all the nations. We shall not know him. Every blessing will follow us.
He
said, I have to put things, stop men to hearken to the voice. Yes. And he sets up men for men many things and invents them which totally trouble them. Because Satan discovers it that you cannot disobey yourself. You failed to disobey yourself. Yes. And he passed in your own things. That's why I told you, you have to learn disobey yourself. When you cannot disobey yourself, you cannot disobey Satan, and you cannot hearken to the Lord your God. That's why he told you in Luke chapter 8 verse 33, Satan does not mind things of God, he minds those of men. This man, if you are on your own things, and you are on your own things, but one point upon which you understand you are on your own things, Philippians 2 verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4.
Temutunuliranga buli muntu ebibye yekka era naye buli muntu nebyabalala.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
As long
as you do something, it profits you only.
No
way it benefits others. And it is in you to be seen. Now you know Satan is about to come. Because Satan,
he
saved us in the garden in Genesis chapter 3. He found Eve. She separated herself from Adam.
She's
on the tree, ask herself, why was it refused us?
The
Bible says one who separates themselves, they seek their own things. Yes. When he finds you in those,
you
see there's no way they profit others. You are in your own things, your own glory.
He
two brings in his, he says, it's so fine. When you will eat of it, you will be as God. All programs give you, they are not to give you life, they are to kill you. Turns you into his friend that time, as you are in your own things. But his target is to kill you.
Kuba,
killing.
Kuba,
stealing. Killing and destroying
you.
And he deceives man.
But
no. You will not die. But you will become as gods. Knowing good from evils. Ended in the body of death. Now it is like this, brethren. Luke 8 verse 33. Mark 8 verse 33. You, if you obey things which are your own, you know that Satan is right near. Yes. And any time he's going to use you over his lusts. That happened on Cain.
Cain,
what he wanted is to give God things which are not good. Yes. Sacrifice not pleasing. He wished things good to himself. He did think that if it's me they are giving this, can they give me this and I be pleased? And he thought only of his own, and he never thought of others. Your life, that field of thinking your own things, it's nearest to Satan. And you are going to hearken to him, and is to use you whatever he wants. It is going to be hard you hearken voice of the Lord your God. If you love hearkened it, you will not obey it. For you are not ready to disobey yourself. If you have obeyed it, you will not do it. Because
you
are not ready to leave things you are unto your own.
Hallelujah.
That's why he said the Philippians, chapter
2,
verse
4.
And you don't think of your own things alone, but even of others. You have to appear that everything you plan, all the rest, where do they profit from? But indeed, how many do like that? Truthful, you could not be able to hearken to the voice of the Lord 24 hours. Because you are a person who follows what you want.
And
you fail to disobey things you want. In Genesis chapter 4, God told Cain, that if you've decided like that, Satan is right close to you and is going to use you over his lusts. If Satan discovers it, that the things you are into, they are yours. Yes. This point is very hard. Most ministers who fall, they base right here. Even though they can try to be diligent to hearken to voice of the Lord their God and to obey it, and they love most to do, then God will lift them.
This
aspect of disobeying themselves, they fail on it.
If,
indeed, how many have so far disobeyed themselves before? According to things you want, all things you desire and you wish to yourself. How many have been able to disobey themselves? Indeed, you feel that's the cloth, the good one you want. It's in tens of thousands of shillings. But your brethren have nothing to eat. And you think of others, you disobey by things you want for yourself. Let's read in Genesis, we see. Genesis chapter 4, verse 6.
Mukama nagamba Kaini nti, chichi kusunguwaza, era chichi, echikunonesa amasogo.
But unto Cain, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? Verse
7.
If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lieth at the door, and you shall be its desire, and you must rule over it.
He
said, you can overcome it, but if you do good, you'll be accepted. But if you fail, sin is right there.
It's
going to use you for its desires. But you can overcome it.
But
whatever troubled Cain was this initially,
That he had
the things he desired for himself. He minded much of his own. Reached a point that he cannot think of a good thing for God.
Say,
my God, let me give him this and this thing. What he did, he retained the good for only himself. He retained them. He gave those which are not good to the Lord. Brethren, even though not being diligent, hearkening to the voice of the Lord your God, to obey it and to do as he wills. It's one of the problems hindering you to hearken to him and to do what he wants 24 hours. But to fail disobey yourself, again it became very dangerous.
It's so
dangerous as you hear. And if you are in that state, him the Lord, he says, you are of your father Satan. And the lusts of him are ones you are going to do.
Did
anytime you think of your own things, if you think you want to become a powerful musician, think to make others more than 10,000 powerful musicians, and they are even better than you. That our Lord Jesus is what he says, that you will do things I do even greater works. But now the other is our Lord. How would he have sought we do greater works he did on the earth? Whom of you is bold enough to do that? Pastor, you are an interpreter. A good one. Expect to make how many?
But you want
a record? Me alone, I'm being the one who is good? Not at all. I see you want to become a powerful pastor, a powerful evangelist, a powerful prophet, a powerful apostle, worker of miracle, a powerful one. You wish them for yourself. You will not reach it. As soon as you have risen up, you will fall. Because be diligent to hearken the voice of the Lord your God, you obey it, begin to do. But the problem, you do not know how to disobey yourself. If you don't know how to disobey yourself, then it means you cannot disobey Satan. Anytime will use your overless desires, passing in the things you too want, those you don't mind much, to think which point they profit your God. For the way they profit your God, the way they profit the children of God.
For
when we did it to those, we did it to him. You fail to disobey your anger, hatred, wrath, envy, jealousy. You still failed. But if you cannot disobey them, I'm sure that Satan is right close there.
He's
used his stubbornness, which will be amazing. And he has to stop you hearken the voice of the Lord your God, to obey it, to do what the Lord wills, that he will exalt you above all the nations. And your level of rising will have a limit. Because anytime you're risen, anytime God reached you, you begin to hearken to yourself. The cars you loved before you had given up, you bring them back. Those your houses you desired before, when you are still poor, all they come back. The poor you don't want to have access to them. And he said, Satan said, fine.
The
old person I knew of has come back. We are going to work. That point where ministers fall. After they obey themselves. Those who rebel themselves for a long time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
You've gotten afraid. You know he speaks here like this. John 8 verse 44. He says like this. John chapter 8 verse
44. Mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo kuva ku lubereberye ye musi, so teyanywerera mu mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bw'ayogera obulimba, ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba, era kitaawe w'obulimba.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar. And the father of it. Yes. If you refuse to disobey yourself, he said, now you see, you have been saying you are my son, but you are not. You are of your father Satan. You are going to do your last. Anytime. For one reason, you mind your own things. Fail to disobey your own things. And Satan mind things of men.
Are
going to become colleagues anytime. You give, leave me alone. That's why many children of God, they are out there crying to him, Lord, lift up powerful apostles, the powerful prophets. When he looks, the things you desire as you speak it, and they are yours. You feel, won't he have risen them? You know, some he gave to be apostles, even some prophets, even some teachers. Why has he not risen them up? You know, he has called those to be pastors, those the apostles, from those who see in the village. Why is he not rising them up? They cannot disobey themselves. If they cannot disobey themselves, they cannot disobey Satan.
Means
they cannot obey God. What are you going to do? Brethren, how you still have many things of your own. And here is where he does all
to
hinder you be diligent to hearken to the voice. Lifts up the things you desire on the every front of yours. Every side. Even those of 7 years, you thought on 7 years. You thought of having an aeroplane, it was passing. Yes. You claimed it. There are things you have them from your old age. But when you put them on the way scale, they are not in those of God, but they are in your own. After they are in your own, Satan is your father. This time, though you claim to be of God, and him, God say that as I see you, since you have things of men, yet
there's
one who minds most of them. Anytime you're going to connive and you abuse children of your mother, you will put all my words behind you and you will do your own things. Don't you see now he's given you truth? But since you still have your own things, he cannot trust you. Yes.
Daddy,
principalities, or we finish this topic. For the principalities we are going to study, they are ones behind
the
stopping us hearken with the voice of the Lord. And they are the supporters of the things we are into, those of men. You look at all of them, those servants of God in the world, they have lined up many cars. Ask them, they are for what?
You can
tell you it was my dream to park them all around. Why did you not dream it to give them to other ministers? You see all those houses they have. What is that they do? They don't sleep in them.
Their
fellow young ministers, they have nowhere to sleep. All these they were among his. And he did think of others. And you
will
not create it in yourself when you've gotten money. That when you've been with it. No. To think of others, it comes right from this level. You cease to be faithful from the littles into the much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why do you think that carpet is set put there? You walk upon it. When others do not walk on it. What can it be? Some, when we sought to become pastors of God, apostles, prophets, evangelists,
their
images we imagined, but they were ours. You see, you come in your car, they open for you. And still you fail to disobey it. Now it's the exact you are into, it beat you down. Pastor David, we have learned to disobey ourselves. If we fail there, teacher Jacob, disobey ourselves. There are many things we need. Very many things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who is ready to disobey themselves? Okay, let's believe. Let's believe it out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where
are you going to begin from? On disobeying yourself. Because you have to prove you know how to hearken from the Lord. This head and two is broad. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, he says
this.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse
13. Sabbiti nojiite sanyo. Onakulwa mkama lutukuvu olwechitibwa. Noji sanga mwechitibwa, nga toku watamakubo gogwe, so nga tono nyabi oyagala gwe, elanga toyogera bigambo byogwe.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. And then right there, here is where there's the beginning of disobeying ourselves. You don't go to your own ways. Now, Father, I don't go to my own physical ways.
This
move along the way.
Yeah,
that no. Joshua chapter 1. The words of this book,
they should not
depart from them to the left or to the right. It's the way you are in this, and you are in the word of God. What does it say? I do what? What is that I should not do? You don't go to your own ways. You don't seek for your own.
No.
God, there are things I want. What is that you want? I nobody want before you ask of me. But first seek for my kingdom and righteousness. In these I add them to you. No, Lord, you first give them to me.
Now,
many have not changed right at that point. And you see the ministry rising up now. And you say, but now, when are we getting rich? The other woman, she said, when we buy a car, knowledge, we build and full knowledge. But why do you expect that this is the day you have to get rich? Yet, not yet built the kingdom of God, not yet risen up this ministry, for it's worldwide. You alone who hears what comes from it now you are on your own, not sought of others, them who are in distractions. For lacking knowledge, but have knowledge, you get it every day. You are still in your own things. Not yet thought of others. If you are in the full knowledge, mostly you are in full knowledge. And you hear us speak of God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda. And your plans, they are not involved reach this call to the nations. Chase yourself from full knowledge because you will never stand. You are still on your own things. One who minds it now, you are, want to become an enemy in the midst of this mission. Somebody say, but indeed, we chase ourselves. For we shall cover you.
You're
going to cover on the serpent, yet to lay eggs to many others. Now let's tell you the truth. If you're still in your own,
right,
no way you will be saved from Satan. And to move from your own things, it involves you not to think beyond the scriptures. You have to think of yourself within the scriptures, but not as you. But when you think of yourself in the scriptures, it's when you will think of yourself in the Lord. It's when you will think of yourself in the things of God. Speaking in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Na yebyo abooluganda mbigeredde kunze ne Apollo kulwammwe mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Yes.
It's
not to think of any person or to think of yourself beyond the scriptures. It's when you'll be able to disobey yourself. But now, who of the everything you think? And you first ask God, Lord, what did you speak of here? But here we enter into another aspect. Or the third point. You have to learn to disappear. To manifest God. If you want to manifest your life, you can never manifest God. And if you appear as you, Satan will appear. For Satan, he seeks for man. He never seeks for insects in the world. He never seeks for animals. Not the fish. Not the tilapia. He never seeks for these trees.
For
they are in the bush. No one protects and keeps them. Except the Lord in the heavens. He does not seek for birds. The problem which is on both things, their lives is hidden before God. But that of humans, every time he manifests it, are these not now 3 points? We cannot sink in them unless we've come and said it's concentrate on one by one. You person, I see you there. You have to disappear. Get lost. You disappear. Hide yourself.
Right?
In Jesus, it should be Jesus to appear, but not you. If you still appear, Satan is to use your life till he's made it lost. Not allow you to hearken from the Lord.
Well,
people who hearken from the Lord and those who pray and ask from the Lord, they close themselves inside and they ask in the secret. And they pray in the secret and he answers them openly. But how do they hide?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You person, I see you are there always. And anytime they speak about you, me, they will know me, who I am. They will understand me. Is that the way they despise us? You are there. If you are there, not entered in the inner rooms when they pray and they hide in Jesus, hearkening to the Lord, it's going to be hard. You are still on this world, too much of you. You cannot hearken from the Lord. You have to disappear. Hide yourself in Jesus. Jesus wants to be manifest. That he confronts everything which confronted you. You know, he says, one who wants to show their lives, they will lose it. Who wants to gain it? One who wants to gain their life. They have to lose it first. Let us read we here. Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Yes. You know, our life is hidden in Christ. You who wants to show it that me, I am there.
See,
how can I enter here as an apostle? And you don't realize my presence, I have come. And if you reach on any area, you have to prove them you are around. You have to prove they give you the front seat. If you sit behind, what do you lose? Every time you lighten up yourself, Satan still seeks those who lighten up themselves. You person, you are there. Now, since you've not hidden your life, yet Satan seeks for it to kill it. You're finished. Everything you do, you want them to understand it's you who has done it. It's me who orders there. You want to appear and be seen. They will understand that I am a woman indeed. Me. I am a man. A man who does not joke. You are there. And if they don't recognize, you feel envy. That's what caused Satan to fall. He was an anointed cherubim, and he did his works very well. He sealeth righteousness. He knows the secrets of God. But in things he does, he saw they could not see him well. He said, when I was sitting on the throne of God, that's when they will see me. Now I have to do it. And he seeks a plan to appear. And he began lies. He began to contend against God. He told man, you too can become God. That God, you know, is the one seen alone.
Yes.
We, they don't see us. Yes.
In Ezekiel
28, verse 1 to 3, he began to plant his heart just as of God. In Ezekiel 28, verse 1 up to 3, in the seed, I am God, and I sit in the heart of the sea. And he saw under the ocean, they may not see him very well. He said, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 12, below.
He said, I'm going to be ascend
into the Most High, to be like the Most High. Yes. And we see you.
You
do all possible that they can see you. Why do you think that you are not seen? Jealousy has consumed all your house. Satan is drawn close to you. Just to appear, it's brought a problem. Satan never seeks insects, I have told you. He never seeks for birds. He does not seek for animals. He would have killed many of those in the wild. But it tells man, it's you to give them to me, sacrifice them for me. It's you there, I see you are there. You want to be seen that you are the ones with many cars on the village. Give me of the animals of God. Sacrifice them for me. I give you the things you desire, those you want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You to appear, it has brought a problem. But how are you going to disappear? In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Up to 28. He said we have to close Christ that he may appear. But anytime we close Christ, we have to have that mind which was in him. Though he was on the level of God, he moved to humble himself, became a servant to minister to the level of men, to reaching death on the cross. And then God exalted him. But you person, you are there, I see you.
And
see me, you have humbled that you disappeared.
But
there are things you do and they prove you are still there.
Then
you try, you don't want honors, but I see you love them much. Let's read Galatians, we see. Galatians chapter 3, verse
26.
For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Yes. How many of you were baptized? You know you have many signs upon you which you have never been baptized. You are still there.
And
where we went, we came as we closed Christ through baptism. It is one to be seen. Where is he? How come I see you? You personally are there. I see all your pride, all your lusts and desires, the stubbornness, the puffing up. There are those I heard, they say, Apostle, let him understand for us only spiritual things, but he lives for us the physical things. But the problem which is, you are a spirit which is in the body.
I
don't know how I'll take care of the spirit and I ignore the flesh. How will I watch over the sun? The yoke. When it has no cover. How can you do that?
Here,
there are people and all of yourself here. You have never hidden your life in Jesus even a little. You are all here, the whole of you. All your bad behavior and manners, you move with them. All that speech of yours. Look. You are still a mudama. Look at that nyankore. You cross Jesus, you nyankore. Look at Muchiga. Even you see the Musoga, look at the Indian. The Rwandese is right there. All the behaviors, the Rwandese. Now then, the world, it's in the hand of the evil one. You have not gotten out of it.
You've
not yet closed Christ to be of Christ. You are still in these of tribes. You are here, I see you. You cannot escape Satan to harm you.
He
is to use you whatever he wants. You have to disappear.
Disappear
higher in Jesus' cloth, Christ, that he is one to be seen. You hear this next verse. Galatians chapter 3, verse
28.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bound nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. There are no Jews.
That's
what I told you. If you're still a Munyankore, you're a Muchiga, you're a Rwandese, you're a Muganda. Jesus is not clothed. You are there, I see you. And you not move beyond things of the Randis. You can't move things beyond Indians. Things of the Indians, I see you are still there. You Indian. You
have
disappear, cross Christ, disappear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have
you understood me well? Oh, not yet. Those are things we cannot allow you to hearken the voice of the Lord, to obey it, and to do it 24 hours a day. And you finish a year, you get another. And you cannot even get diligent, be diligent, hearken to them. You have never known.
Set
up many things to stop you hearken to them. And not yet known, you're still on your own things. You refuse to disobey yourself. You cannot disobey Satan. And then you hearken the Lord. Do you know that you're still there? You are there. You still shock yourself.
Yet
Satan seeks for those to kill. To steal, he steals them. He kills, he destroys them. And you are there. The whole of you like that.
And
I see some of you here. You sit in groups of your tribes. That you are in Jesus. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to study principalities. In the heavenly journey. Could you study them when you've understood how you will hide from them? And you understood how you're going to appear so much diligent to hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to obey it, and to keep doing it. And you've understood the way you to disobey yourself,
that
you can disobey Satan and you obey God. Do not disobey yourself as you follow your own. Satan minds things of men. He does not mind things of God. If you're still there, refuse to manifest Christ, your life to be hidden in Christ. Satan seeks for you, never seeks for insects. Does not seek for birds, never seeks for animals, neither the plants, neither the fish. Even under the ocean where he sits,
if
sought for them, would have held the fish there. Does not seek for the stars which shine in the sky. You. And he said, woe to those who inhabit the earth, even those who
dwell
there. I choose us, come down. You know, he has a short time.
He
understood this. He's not come to see for insects here. To steal, kill, and destroy them. We would have hidden ourselves in Jesus all our lives. And he gives it back to us the day he comes back. But I see you there, you. Some of your names of your clans and tribes. You are Kaizi. Now why should Dungu not hunt for you, that demon of Dungu? You know, Kaizi is a hunter, but he works with a demon called Dungu. He has to look for you. Kaizi, where did he go? The hunter. Kaizi is hunter. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But if you dare clothe Christ and your life appears indeed you are not there, the mindset of Christ begin manifesting you. And Philippians 2 verse 5, he says like this. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse
6.
Who being in the form of God, sought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God. Yes. If you clothe him, that mind of him comes in you. Though he was in the glory just of God, he never thought of it while on this earth. You know, it disappeared. And clothed flesh. He was like humans. He humbled himself and he ministered.
But
other pastor, you have 5 people. They call you a senior pastor. You even became a bishop.
Doctor.
Inspector general.
His holiness,
the pastor. Look at. If there are all prophets in the Bible and apostles, if you read their books, they say the book of prophet Isaiah, they don't say the book of Inspector General Isaiah, the Micah,
it's
nothing like His Eminence Micah. You see any? There is John, flat.
Ezekiel.
Look at you, that you are on foundation of the Bible.
Inspector General.
Archbishop. All those you are there, I see you.
That's
why Satan is using you over whatever he wants. He
should
be diligent to hearken voice of the Lord. The book you read, those you read those who wrote great things, is nothing
like His
Eminence Ezekiel. But you, what kind of herbs do you smoke? Or weeds?
Do
you first finish there?
Philippians
chapter 2, verse
7.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse
8.
And be found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was God, human flesh, and he humbled himself beyond humans. He became obedient.
Obedient
and humble.
Those
who can do that. So anytime we went back, Father, these are 5 bread brought before us. We thank you for them. And they poured enough. And he goes aside, he speaks with him. They didn't know that this man, how can God hear him like that? Those are what you ask me. Even others get jealousy. You are there. That you're going to hear God.
And
ears are all tapped to hearken to the world. In the world, there are many voices.
You cannot
humble on that level, you never discern that of God. You run on the speed by which the world runs. You cannot humble. You disappear. You think jealousy of me for nothing. Humble God would have risen you even beyond. But the acts of the flesh, they are open, which show that you are there. It's not Jesus who is there. Are they not open? You, as long as you see them, you know you are there. And you pinch yourself, ask, why have you come back? Go back higher than Jesus. What has he said? Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
Na ye bikolwa by'omubiri bya lwatu bye bino. Obwenzi, empita mbi.
Mpola. Njagala osome eno neno.
Abagalatiya esula ey'okutaano n'olunyolo 19.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
Na ye bikolwa by'omubiri bya lwatu.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Bye bino. Obwenzi.
Which are these? Adultery. Sure, if you see that is in you, you know you are there. Close Christ, where did he commit adultery? What else? Galatians 5, verse 19. Fornication. Yes. Having sex before marriage. You do things of fornicators. You are there, you person. They tell you marry. For one in Christ Jesus, they are not meant to be there alone. And the Christ is
saying,
verse Galatians 11, verse 10 up to 11, in Christ Jesus, a man is not meant to be there alone, neither a woman.
When
in Christ and you clothed him, yes. You want to be single? The married wants to escape from there. Me, they don't rule over me. How can they
submit?
They are there. You tell them, you go hide in Jesus. Satan will get you. Always is what I tried on, to hide you. And as a steward, as a watchman, watching over your spirit that it's not stolen. All these
I
tried the move from you that Jesus manifests. And as I hide you, there are people in the world that they are ministers.
They
don't know how they watch over spirits of people. They don't know how to watch over them. They left. You are all there by yourself. You appear.
And
how do you leave the sheep in the midst of the wolves as they move, and you do not hide them? Move you from all things of the world. It's been hiding you.
Amen.
And I knew it, that if they get perfected in that word, Satan would never access to use you. And you'll be a minister together with God. And you'll always hearken to his voice. And you'll obey it. And you do his will.
The
problem where I had you, you escape from there. And you come back to appear. Right then I go back, I say, all those you gave me have kept them. Except the child of perdition. I hand you over. For where I hide you, escape from there every day.
But
I tell you, keep silent, don't make alarms.
See Satan passing,
you make applause. You alarm that I'm hidden here.
If
you see this, then you know that you are there.
Galatians 5, verse 19.
Impurity. Yes. Impurity, you are all
fair.
All the eyes you look funny. They are in angles. Anytime you look to boys or the girls, you are all immoral the way you look. You always look at the flies of men. Another is in the breasts of women. When I tell you they don't look like that, those who close Jesus look like this, and you say, leave me alone. Won't we feed our eyes?
Marry
and look to that of your husband or your wife. No one will choose you. And there are of your wife. Oh, your husband.
You're
looking at the chest of men around. You begin to
fight.
You're about to fight them and they give you first come.
Galatians
chapter 5, verse 20. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. You know you are all buried in the entire body. And the many others. The other, which have been the fourth, you have to move out of the world. Most of you are still in the world. Whatever is born of God, it overcomes the world. But the world, we mean the lusts of the eyes, the lusts of the flesh, the pride of this life. Most, if you're still in those, I'm sure Satan has to use it for the entire world. He's in the hand of the wicked one. If you're still moving the lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, pride of this life, you are in the hands of the evil one and it's using you.
It would be
hard for you to hearken the voice of the Lord your God. To obey and to do it. There are many things there that I'm not to read one by one. The other, accept move out of humans. You are not among the humans. You are a child of God. Humans have excuse of being humans and they commit many sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But you have to prove you are a child of God. Those who shall move to share of them. When time will be redeemed back. When time will be back. Those 4 to 5 issues which you have moved to emphasize them. But where we began, we were told that what is most hindered us
is the
voice of the Lord our God to obey and to do it.
And
not diligent in hearkening the voice of the Lord. There and we say, but Lord, today, what are you saying? I'm not there to seek of it in the scriptures to see what he says.
All
the day you spend it, wait when you will come here that we preach to you. You are all there. Satan filled you troubles of this world. Even to choose the precious from the vile, you are still failed. He set up many problems. Things surrounding you. And you could not discern the precious from that note. You
could
not be able to be diligent, hearken the voice of the Lord your God. For those. Let's briefly go back to be diligent to hearken the voice. Going back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
And
it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Yes. Diligent to hearken voice of the Lord your God. 24 hours. Year after year. To coming back of Jesus. You have to be diligent. If you get diligent. And you hearken to voice of the Lord your God and you obey it and you do all as he commands you in his word, exalts you above all nations and he makes you go towards Pharaoh. Satan has nothing he can tell you. But if Satan stops you from hearing the voice, he knows that before he would have cast you, curses have to follow you. In Deuteronomy 28, verse
14,
when he knew that if he hinders you, never be diligent to hearken to the voice of the Lord. He knew that many curses are to follow you. And he put there many things confusing. Let's read we here. Deuteronomy chapter
28, verse 14.
And you shall not go aside from any of words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Verse
15.
But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Yes.
If
not have hearkened to the voice of the Lord your God, obey what he commands and to do them. Satan knows, though he would have not cast you because he has not that power, God already put up curses to follow you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the summary, Satan, what he did, he set and he puts there gods who did create heavens and earth. And there are many, every time they are speaking, and they speak, and he make people dream. And you, if you appear one who dreams, have dreamed. I have heard. I feel the Spirit tell me whether it's me or I don't know. I feel two spirits in me. I have one tell me this, another say the other. All tell them I will not listen to you. Let me go read the book of the Lord. Yes. Yeah, the people are there. It means that one tell me do this, another tell me don't do this. You put both aside, tell them I will not listen to you. If one is you, another is Satan.
Hallelujah.
If it is God, then we go in His word. Then you will feel joy filled in you if it is Him. But if you say, let's go in the word, and you feel the word, you decide quickly. When you say, they told me to be diligent to hearken, then you're rushing me. When God told me, seek Him, He also told me to
let
him read in the book.
Satan
puts you in that
trait
and separates you.
He's
put there gods who didn't create heavens and earth. Jeremiah 10 verse 10 to 11 speaks of them. They will perish. Now they are here, the work they do, confusing humans not to hear the voice of the Lord. They speak there and not even things not there. They envision. Many people hold on things they saw.
Yet
they have not come back voice of the Lord in the Bible to hearken to it. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
Naye Mukama ye Katonda yennyini ow'amazima, oyo ye Katonda, nti oyo ye Katonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe, so n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God, He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to endure His indignation. Verse 11. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. They will perish from the earth. Means they are within this earth. Even under the earth. Under the heavens, in the principalities. They are not in heaven. They are under the heaven. In the principalities. Kingdom of the stars. When they are there, they speak here in the earth. Others speak in the sky, others speak in the world. They take in the ocean, under in the underground. They are the three major bases. Principalities in the sky, in the stars, the main base is there. The second base under the ocean. The other is under the earth. Underground bunkers. These are many here. Every time they keep speaking, when they fall on these people who say, I hear the Lord, but cannot hear Him from the scriptures, and they think themselves beyond the scriptures, they can cause you
speak,
and they speak voices, they direct, they envision, they show you are there. How can they know you that you are being taught? You are one meant to go even the heavenly journey. Come, we take you there. And they take you in principalities in the stars. Or they take you under the ocean. Or they take you in the underground bunkers. And they build their heaven for you there. And they deceive you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse
5,
he speaks as he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter
8,
verse 5.
Kuba ne wankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa ba Katonda, oba mu ggulu, oba mu nsi. Nga waliwo ba Katonda abangi n'abaami abangi.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, the gods are many.
Eri mu India waliyo ba bameka.
In India they have many of them.
Bakama.
The lords.
Goja anoroga mukama
yangambi. Come here, you say, Lord told you which lords?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the proof.
The Lord
told me that God.
Whoa,
me, I am not on those. I want out the voice of the Lord, for I am diligent. For unto me, I think of one God the Father, and the Word is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I know how this
speaks.
According to the Word, I know what the Father cannot speak. I know what the Son cannot speak. I know what the Holy Spirit cannot speak. You cannot speak. Because the spoken of the Lord told me that I tremble the Lord. Nothing. The Lord.
Me, I'm diligent.
Hearken to voice of the Lord God, who created heaven and earth. But I know there are lords which are put there. Satan. Giving them honors in their humilities. And they envision and show people. They can trouble you to hear voice of the Lord your God.
They might
be lords and gods to confuse humans.
Lest
they hear voice of the Lord God who created heaven and earth. Many people say, how did the Lord? Which Lord was he? He said, we have built a powerful church
and
showed you the image of it. It was a pentagon. The church? Pentagon? I first look at you and I say, you
have
not yet gotten diligent hearken the voice of the Lord.
God said you
will be diligent to hearken the voice.
There are
many voices in the world.
Yes.
First Corinthians 14, he said,
in
the world are many kinds of voices. Many. If you can't get diligent,
hearken
to the voice of the Lord. Many people say,
I don't consider that apostle doesn't consider.
Apostle, yo, yeta fayo.
Doesn't care.
Tafayo.
I come with my dream.
Nze nzijede biro tobi yange.
I speak all the dreams.
Nenjokere biro tobi yona.
He just answers one
and nadamu chino ne chino ne cheri.
It is written. It is written.
Chawandikiwa, chawandikiwa. Nze njokede biro to.
Oya kakuburi ya wanu maja ne biro tobi.
People come with dreams filled of
warm.
And they see the, tell you you're typing. I am on my computer doing my work. I said, this man does not consider us.
But
you say God speaks by him alone? Which he never speaks with us?
He
speaks, you speak and finish. If he speaks
and I preach
scripture and he spoke that scripture before, why get angered? Many people run from here, they say,
he doesn't consider.
Because
that man seems to be welcome.
Welcome.
He doesn't care.
Let her fire.
We are so cold.
Naffe tulibaite.
I know.
Nchimanyi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I
know, but what I know is one.
You
are not diligent to hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. And you don't know how to discern. And you have to be taught.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Agambia dia. Katusume wakodisu.
Abakolisi ekisooka esula ey'omunaana n'olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Katugende mu y'ekkumi n'ennya.
Abakolisi ekisooka esula y'ekkumi n'ennya n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10.
Mpozzi waliwo mu nsi engeri ez'amaloboozi bwe ziti. So siwali engeri eterina makulu.
There are, it may be, many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning.
Amaloboozi mangi.
Many voices.
Kati.
Now.
Anyikira.
The word diligence.
Bwagaulira amanya amakulu.
If they hear, they know the meaning in them.
Amanya okusinga ku makulu
gano. According to this meaning.
Ono Katonda kitaffe.
This is God the Father.
Kusinga ku makulu gano.
According to this meaning. This is the word.
Ono mwana yenyewe.
This is the real son.
Kusinga ku makulu gano. Ono moyo mutu.
This meaning is the Holy Spirit.
Ayo kusinga ku gano.
According to this, no. That is Lucifer.
Katonda batano.
God didn't create heaven and earth.
Bogira biche bitali.
What are they speaking?
There
are kinds, but these kinds, they hold meaning.
But if Satan
speaks, there's meaning of what he speaks. I dreamed apostle. And I see you. And the Lord has risen you. And you are among princesses. I ask which princesses? Principalities? Of the kingdom of Buganda? You feel as if you brought a good thing to me. But all of them hold meaning, the good or the bad meaning. But he says, one who dreams a dream, let him speak the dream. One who has seen there my words, let him speak it with faithfulness. Many people holding things they saw. Everything you see has a meaning, the good or the bad.
But
out of it we want the voice of the Lord our God. In the church, Joshua told him, the words of this book, do not depart from them. The voice of the Lord is in them. And the one of God hears the words of God. And the words it tells us, they are spirit. In all the scriptures, they mean those of God. You will speak beyond them. Diligent hearken voice of the Lord your God. Diligent hearken to scriptures and to understand them.
There
is no voice within them which has not a meaning. That's where I want to tell you in the summary.
That
what handles you to
hearken
and obey your God 24 hours.
You
are not diligent to hearken to voice of the Lord your God. And yet in the world there are many lords and the many gods, and they speak.
In
many things you speak. But those voices have a meaning. But we want to understand. They mean that of the Father. They mean that of the Son Jesus. They mean of the Holy Spirit. We shall humble. And we do. May the Lord bless you.
Please
analyze those words. Diligent hearken voice of the Lord your God. And you learn to disobey yourself.
It's
when you disobey Satan. Satan mind things of men. And you learn to hearken voice of the Lord your God. And you obey him.
Thus,
accept this appear. Christ to manifest always. For manifestation.
Because
Satan persecute you, use you over what he wants. disappear. Another disappear out of the world. Move out of God. Everything that of born of God is overcome the world. The earth and the desires, they don't come from God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of this life. In the entire world is in the hand of the evil one. In the time you are in the world, in the lust of it, you cannot move beyond the hand of the evil. Another, move from calling yourself a mere human being. For humans base on the word of humans, and they commit things of men, and they do many things of weakness. But you became a child of God. You closed Christ Jesus. You manifest Christ. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. For reading the word of God. Being ready to put in action. Even be ready to teach it others.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.